Hello, I'm Darren Burt, and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now, it doesn't come as any real surprise we've had some great crowds showing up for our Summer Tunes programs throughout Toowoomba's parks, and people have been asking what the program or the coming programs are. So just to let you know, in the Queen's Park Children's Play Area, that'll be the place to groove away Sunday morning with African drumming and dancing group Dudu Zulu. And they'll be performing from 10 a.m. through until noon. At the same time, of course, Katrina's face painting will be there to keep the kids entertained. Then from noon until 3 p.m, there's the rock and roll band Song Dogs will be playing the 60s, 70s and 80s music up at Picnic Point. The 36-year-old Toowoomba Folk Club will be performing at Laurel Bank Park. And the Broxburn Music Club of Pittsworth will present bush ballads and country music at Newtown Park State Rose Garden. So for a full program there, see Council's website, www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And speaking of entertainment, the Australia Day activities will be held across the region on Tuesday, January 26th, so that's this coming Tuesday, and the activities at Picnic Point in Toowoomba will kick off at 6:45 a.m. At Greenmount, the celebrations will be at the Returned Soldiers Memorial Hall, and they begin at 7:30 a.m. with a barbecue breakfast. The Highfields festivities will start at 9:30 a.m. at the Pioneer Village. Clifton activities will begin at the Senior Citizen Centre at 7 a.m. And Oakey's Outdoor Breakfast at the Historical Museum will start at 7:30 p.m. For Crow's Nest, the Aussie Breakfast will kick off at 6:30 a.m. Gumbungee Sport and Recreation Grounds open at 1:30, with festivities lasting there into the evening. The Pittsworth Celebrations will be at the Pioneer Village, and they start at 3:30 p.m. And Milmerran's Factory Dam will be the venue for activities starting with a breakfast at 7:15 a.m. So guaranteed there's fun for everyone there right across the region. Come along, wave the Aussie flag, get into the spirit and celebrate Australia Day. It's worth noting too that there will be temporary road closure for the Picnic Point car park, and that'll be closed from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Tuesday, Australia Day of course, so just be mindful of that if you're heading up to Picnic Point. And there'll also be a road closure at Ramsey Street in Oakey, and that'll be from 7 a.m. through to noon. That's on Australia Day as well. And, of course, that's due to the celebrations at the adjacent Oakey Historical Museum. Now, here's some important news that we will probably be able to touch on in greater depth next week. But due to the Wivenhoe pipeline, Council has endorsed an easing of water restrictions, and that's for properties connected to Toowoomba's bulk water supply. If Council passes the resolution, then residents will be able to bucket water gardens for 3 hours, 3 afternoons a week, and that'll be on an odds and even street number basis, and that should come in from January 29. The consumption target will remain at 140 litres per person per day, and we've all been sticking to that, so that'll be maintained. For more information, you can phone 4688 6253. And as I say, hopefully we can have a bit more information for you next week. Finally, a meeting to form the 2010 Anzac Day Commemorative Committee will be held from 7:30 p.m. on Monday, February 1st. That's in the Maze Room on the first floor of City Hall. Ex-service people and interested citizens are welcome to attend. And for more information, could you please call Bill Hills on 4636 1088. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.